I don't know if there's been any word on state transportation, but it sounds like they want to cut the GSA maybe another 5% next year.
Well, that's what we were given a heads up on at the last meeting of the Illinois Association of School Business Officials that I was at in early January. And that was from someone from the state board, their best guess at where things would be going. We actually had a separate meeting on transportation, and the direction that the state board seems to be going on that is to move away from a cost reimbursement system to a formula-based, more like general state aid. There would be a formula that would be applied to determine the amount of transportation funding to be sent to each district, most likely based on whichever works out better for the district, either on a per transported student basis or per transportation mile basis.
Would that be a more realistic model?
Well, the thinking behind taking that approach is that the current system doesn't really motivate cost-saving strategies because it's a reimbursement mechanism. Now, in practice, we do try to save cost because we don't get the full amount reimbursed, but nevertheless, from the state perspective, they're saying we need to have a system in place that really motivates districts to control their costs. So they want to move away from the reimbursement concept.
Are they just floating that right now, or does that sound like
That's what state board staff were floating and kind of looking for our feedback on. Certainly the governor has given indications that there will be some change. At some points he's made suggestions that he would propose to eliminate transportation reimbursement or transportation funding. Mm-hmm. That would be a drastic shift of burden to downstate districts, obviously.
Is your district geographically very large? I mean, would more cuts in transportation be a real difficulty for Monmouth Roseville?
Yes. I mean, we have significant transportation because we're a non-contiguous district, and we have about 14 miles to cover between our Roseville Junior High building and the rest of our schools here in Monmouth. And, of course, our district encompasses pretty much the south one-third of Warren County as well. So quite a bit of rural transportation involved as well.
Mm-hmm.
We run about 23 to 25 buses.